effort to avoid more civilian deaths. The Israeli military says it opened up the highway leading from north to south Gaza for a window of 4 hours today, dropping leaflets from aircraft, again urging remaining residents to leave for their own safety.
So let me explain what we're up against. Gaza is probably the biggest terror complex in the world. You have tens of thousands of armed terrorists, tens of thousands of rockets. We estimate over 500 kilometers of tunnels, terror tunnels with rockets, all their leadership, command and control structure. This is what we're up against, and we have to uproot it, because if we do not, they will strike again and again, and they're saying it publicly.
This is the ambassador of the United States, Michael Herzog, talking on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, and Charlie Daggett reporting before that that, you know, they created an opportunity to leave. The problem is Hamas does not want people to leave because Hamas, you know, I sometimes talk about this, and I tell you that they use civilians as shields, which is true. But the why they use civilians as shields is kind of amazing. They want them to be killed. Because if Israel kills civilians, they understand that that's international leverage. They understand that that's PR. They understand that those are numbers they can put out, which media will represent. They can show the horrible images of people hurt and killed by collateral damage from Israeli munitions targeted at terrorists, and then they will gain international sympathy. They know this. They do not value those lives. Those lives are completely of no value except as the purpose of accomplishing the end state of destroying the state of Israel, wiping it off the map and replacing it with what they view as their own land historically. That's it. And it is purely a political tactic. And also they believe that the Israelis will curtail their own behavior. You know, if Israel knew that it was 100% Hamas in the northern half of the Gaza Strip, now that, you know, like they've cut across the middle and they've isolated Gaza City and all that, you know, if Israel knew that it was all combatants, well, they would behave very differently. So the terrorists are using Israel's own restraint and morality against them, even while they yell and scream genocide and war crimes and all of this, which is, you know, if Israel was really the terrible, horrible, evil, awful, you know, murderer of children that they actually are, then what would the value of using human shields be? There would be none. Just like there'd be no value for Israel to use civilians as human shields against on their own installations or weapons, because Hamas does not care about that. So the whole point of using civilians in this way is actually a compliment to Israel and is an acknowledgement that Israel is not the force for evil that they always claim that it is. I mean, the illogic involved in all this is kind of amazing. In fact, you know what? I'm going to skip ahead here because the Michael Herzog stuff was very interesting. Well, gosh, there's so much to be said here. But he says, look, this next phase of the operation is very difficult, because you're going through and dealing with these tunnel complexes, these arms caches. You're dealing with, you know, they have designed for this and now they're reacting. But, you know, the stopping of the campaign in Gaza is not a realistic option. It's a benefit to Hamas, as, again, Hillary Clinton got right. Okay, I don't know why the White House has suddenly backed away from this. But they're not in the air campaign anymore, primarily. But also, we're not going to put a time frame on this because it's a matter of accomplishing the end result.
I'm not going to put a time frame on this war. We did not start this war. We did not want this war. But we cannot stop before we dismantle this terror machine, or else, as I said, it'll strike again and again. And we have to make sure that when this ends, they are unable to strike again the way they did on October 7th. I think everybody in Israel is united around this goal.
They are. And a pause, which is what people who, I want to say this, just don't have the stomach for war or the stomach for handling the realities of what is created when you have an organization like Hamas and how to deal with it. And so all they see is, well, killing on both sides, that's got to stop. We got to stop the death of innocents. There's no moral equivalency here. There's stopping Hamas, period, is the only objective worth having.
We are making every effort to get hostages released. And when people talk about a pause in the fighting, we are all for a pause that would allow for the release of hostages. Unfortunately, I'll explain the humanitarian issue, but unfortunately, it is not our impression that Hamas is serious about releasing them. They are playing for time. They're trying to stop our pressure and rearm and regroup themselves.
That's right.
When we see that they are serious about it, then we're all in. Nobody has to urge us. Most of the kidnaps are Israelis, mm-hmm. and our government is responsible to the families. So nobody has to urge us on this.
It's such a great point that you people seem to think that you have to remind us not to kill civilians. We know. You people seem to think that you have to remind us that we should be trying to get the hostages out. We know. Better than you. I mean, sometimes I feel a great deal of empathy for Israelis that are tasked with the job of public relations in these environments, because it's not just explaining what they're doing. It's dealing with the stupidity of the people that they're talking to. The insult. I mean, well, why can't you just pause so we can get the hostages out? Oh, great. Why didn't we think of that? Here we haven't even been thinking about how to get the hostages out. Our citizens, you know, we just were writing them off like there's nothing we can do. Man, thank you. So I mean, it's just like, and I know they can't say that, you know, they can't say what I would say. This is also why I would not be in the PR position. But, you know, be careful about the civilian. Thank you for reminding us to be decent Jews. You know, that you're the best. You're the best. I appreciate that you've reminded us of what we had forgotten all this time. It's just so insulting and condescending. And I don't think that, you know, Margaret Brennan intends it to be. And she's not the only one. She's just they have the best Sunday show. Okay, so I watch that one every week, which is sad. It's really sad that that's the best one, but it typically is. Anyway, we'll come back to this in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 checking in clear so far. 98 in Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. Also 90 in Milton and Pace, not showing any slowdowns. This traffic report is brought to you by Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. ECUA, bulk waste service, is now available. Just call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your normal service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. If you have any traffic info to report, you can always text us at 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. People are texting me at 437-1620. One person here says that there was a guy who was a Green Beret who was in Gaza and Afghanistan, and has said that about a third of the Hamas missiles actually land in Gaza, which is probably true. By design or by error, because you say, well, why would they bomb their own stuff? Because you know where, if you can know where it's going to go, then you can have the video handy. You just say it's Israel. I mean, look at the hospital example. That went around the world before it was ever verified that it wasn't even Israel. And the numbers were wrong because they were all lies. And, you know, a lot of those never even make it all the way to Israel. Exactly. And then somebody else says, they say, this is not me saying, this is a texter saying, killing Palestinians is killing future terrorists. They teach your children to be that at an early age. Very sad, but true. Okay, yes, to some degree, that is right. Nevertheless, until they're actually combatants, you can't kill them. You can't kill future murderers. We can't engage in pre-crime against a young population, even though it is true. Even though it is true. That they certainly teach. Where do you think that all of these people got to be adults and suddenly like, oh man, this thing I never thought about before. Hamas, terrorism, that makes sense. I subscribe. Like, of course they're cultivating from an early age. Of course they're teaching in the classrooms. Of course they have maps in their geography books that don't show Israel. Right? I mean, all of that, okay? So, yes, that's correct. But you still can't kill them. You still can't kill children. Because they're children. Basic rule of warfare. So, and by the way, you know, I don't know. There's so much to be said here. It was a really good interview. And then they had the guy from the he didn't want to be called a member of the Palestinian Authority. He said the PA doesn't have any authority. He wanted to be recognized as a member of the PLO. This guy, Hussam Zamlot, was the next interview that they had. Here, listen.
We just heard, you know, that you have a financial problem right now, in part because the Israeli government is withholding some of the tax revenues and claiming they're doing it because Palestinian Authority hasn't condemned Hamas adequately and those October 7th attacks. So do you want to clear the air and clearly condemn the attack in Hamas today?
So she's talking to this guy who is the ambassador from the Palestinian Authority to the UK, and she's trying to figure out whether they have the political structure adequate to govern Gaza if that winds up being the end state here, a kind of a separated two-state solution. Well, three-state solution, whatever you want to call it. Two-state typically means Israel and Palestine have official status, but a separated, you know, geography for the PA to run both the West Bank and also Gaza.
No, I want to clear the record first.
And just, by the way, her question is, are you willing to condemn Hamas?
And clearly condemn the attack in Hamas today?
No, I want to clear the record. First of all, the Palestinian Authority is not what represents the Palestinian people. It's the PLO. It's the Palestine Liberation Organization. I represented the PLO in Washington. Now I represent the PLO in London. The PA does not have external arms. The sole legitimate representative of the Palestinian people is the PLO.
So don't call me a PA. I'm with the PLO. Remember the PLO?
Number two, let me clarify another matter. It's the state of Palestine that will take over and protect its people in the West Bank, in Jerusalem, and in Gaza once the Palestinian occupied territory is liberated.
By the way, to him, the Palestinian occupied territory is all of Israel. Like, it all belongs to them. That's their view, right? Okay? And so she keeps pressing him. Well, at least you can condemn these attacks on October 7th, right?
But on that specific condemnation, it would just be a very quick answer.
Allow me, Margaret, because I watched your interview with the Israeli ambassador, and he said two things very important. He said, you know, those are unintended consequences, the 10,000 innocent people, the almost 5,000 children. I want to...
By the way, numbers that everybody recognizes coming from Hamas cannot be trusted, but they keep saying them, of course, and she keeps reporting them.
Also clear the record here. This is deliberate, and this has been the Israeli military doctrine since its establishment, hitting the civilians so they put pressure on the fighters. From the time of the Nakba 1948 and pushing out, ethnically cleansing two-thirds of the nation to Beirut and Sabra and Shatila, to Gaza and everywhere, this is a military doctrine.
Yeah, it has never been the military doctrine of Israel to deliberately strike against civilians so as to what create pressure from the civilians who are not on Hamas's side to pressure Hamas to stop the terrorists. I mean, it's just, she actually cut the interview off, and I'm glad she did, because it's so absurd, the things that they're saying. But that's your side by side. And by the way, just think about this. Israel calls apartment complexes and homes in Gaza and says, y'all need to go. Please go before we bomb your house. Please go before we bomb this area. You're in the targeting area. Please go.
Now, we called the population to move to the south to keep them out of harm's way. Before we did airstrikes, we called specific families, buildings, asked them to leave. And Hamas is deliberately keeping them. And in part of our clashes in Gaza, they sent like 100 civilians to face our forces. That's the way they operate. This is tragic. This is tragic. But we cannot allow Hamas immunity just because they hide behind civilians. We want to separate between the two and strike the terrorists.
And, you know, if you watch these interviews back to back, Hossam Zamlat, the UK ambassador for the Palestinian Authority, and Michael Herzog, the U.S. ambassador for Israel, I am sure the people who are out protesting in favor of Hamas or in favor of Gaza, they're going to watch these interviews and be like, God, that liar Michael Herzog and that virtue proclaimer Hossam Zamlat. And I'm watching, I'm like, are you kidding me? You got one guy here who's telling a consistent story that makes sense logically and is, fits with history. And you got another guy who every other word out of his mouth is false. I don't know what lens you're looking through. I don't. I mean, I almost, not to be religious about it, but it's the kind of thing that you almost think like God is keeping some people in the dark on purpose because it suits his purpose to keep them unable to see, which is, in the Bible, God does that. But you look at this, you're like, how on earth is this possible? 624 here on News Radio 92.3, almost 625. Let's get traffic before we get to the break. Jake, it's got traffic on the fives.
Not showing any major slowdowns or accidents yet this morning. 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. 90 in Milton and Pace, not showing any slowdowns. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. If you have any traffic info to report, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing, these are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
There's nothing worse than being charged to spend your own money. That's why, at Penair Credit Union, our fee-free checking account has surcharge-free ATMs available from Pensacola to Pensil wherever. So wherever you go, you can bet there's a surcharge-free ATM waiting for you. Because hey, we don't like fees any more than you do. So our checking has no monthly fees, no balance requirements, and thousands of surcharge-free ATMs nationwide. Penair Checking. It just fits better. Make the switch at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Good morning, 6:29 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Elon Musk is debuting Grok, the first technology from his new AI company, xAI. The company says it's modeled on The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It's supposed to have wit and a bit of a rebellious streak.
G-R-O-K?
Yes.
Do you know this word, Grok?
I do not.
It's from Stranger in a Strange Land. It's a Heinlein novel in which Grok is meant to be like, I get it, I understand you, I am with you. I see you. I grok you is what they say in the book. So that's what that reference is
all
from.
All right. Interesting.
Nerd he is. Good.
I want to grok.
So I like it.
Nice.
Apparently this will have a bit of a limited release today, and then eventually they're planning a bigger release. And
That was John Smith on the background vocals there, by the way. Super nerds will get that joke. Go ahead, David.
The last phase of the National World War II Museum in New Orleans is complete. More than a dozen World War II vets and Holocaust survivors were at an opening ceremony last Friday.
Very good. Just in time for Veterans Day coming up this Saturday, right?
So absolutely.
11th at 11. 11 in the morning every single year, the 11th month, 11th day. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. What do you have coming up in your next news here after Fox?
Well, we'll hear from some people who went to the air show over the weekend. We'll have that and more after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Israeli Defense Forces surround Gaza City as they gear up to move in, fighting street to street in a spiderweb of tunnels under the city. One of the goals, freeing some 240 hostages that are believed to be in the tunnels. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up a trip to the Middle East today.
We remain very focused on the hostages held by Hamas, including Americans, in making sure we're doing everything possible to bring them home.
A weekend of travel took Blinken from Israel to Jordan, the occupied West Bank, Cyprus, Iraq, and Turkey, trying to build support for the Biden administration's proposal for humanitarian pauses. Former President Donald Trump going to be taking the stand in his civil fraud trial in New York City today. The case could cost him $250 million and bar him from conducting business in New York State. His sons testified last week. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, it is mostly clear skies, 57 degrees here in Pensacola. An awesome experience. That's how Coast Guard veteran Bob Allen described the weekend's homecoming air show at NAS Pensacola. Now, Pensacola was Allen's latest destination. He actually follows the Blue Angels to nearly all of their air show performances.
Most in the Great Lakes, in the Cleveland area, for the Cleveland National Air Show. But we've seen them in Michigan and all around the country.
And Allen shared his experiences with Channel 3 over the weekend. Now, over the weekend, the performance at NAS Pensacola wrapped up their 2023 air show season. Also included civilian performances, other military jet demonstrations. There was even a wing walker as part of the show. The Blue Angels now continue their training for 2024's air show season. And here before too long, they'll be moving to their winter home in California. Pensacola police have arrested a man after a downtown shooting on Sunday. That happened at the corner of Palafox and Romana Streets. 32-year-old Jeremy Brown now faces attempted homicide and possession of a weapon by a felon charges. Officers say the suspect and the victim got into an argument that led to Brown shooting the victim allegedly in the stomach. The victim expected to survive their injuries. Brown remains in the Escambia County Jail on $110,000 bond. Governor Ron DeSantis getting what could be a big boost for his presidential campaign. Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is expected to endorse Governor DeSantis tonight at a rally in Des Moines, Iowa. Last month, the governor said that an endorsement from Reynolds would be a huge get and very meaningful for his campaign. The most recent polls in Iowa showed DeSantis tied for second with Nikki Haley, both trailing Donald Trump by 27 points. Florida lawmakers back at work today in Tallahassee. Special legislative session beginning this morning. They'll be discussing Hurricane Idalia relief, public support for Israel, and sanctions on Iran, as well as a few other items. House votes could come tomorrow. Senate votes could follow on Wednesday. And, well, speaking of that special legislative session, a man that survived the Holocaust will open up that session by speaking to Florida lawmakers today. Miami's David Schachter will be in Tallahassee to start off the special legislative session. The 94-year-old will also be joined by Florida Rabbi Yossi Harlig. The two men will give the invocation and prayer before that session gets underway. Pensacola police officers in mourning today after the loss of a canine officer. We're seeing reports that canine Sino passed away while on duty Saturday from an unexpected medical emergency. PPD says Sino was one of their newer members of the Narcotics and Apprehension Team, worked with handler officer Zach Harris. Our condolences to PPD today. 634 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing?
We're looking great so far this morning. I-10 and I-110 is checking in clear. 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing. Fairfield not showing any problems. All clear from 12th Avenue down through Palafox and W Street. Also Pine Forest Road, North Blue Angel Parkway, all looking good. This traffic report is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. If you have any traffic info to report, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We will have a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures warming up near 80 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Going into Tuesday, another beautiful day with plenty of sunshine, high near 80. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 62. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 58 degrees in Pensacola, 53 in Gulf Breeze, and looks like it's cooler as the other side of the pillow in Milton, 47 right now. There.
Nice.
Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Amazon, Google, and Microsoft has spent the past year investing billions of dollars in artificial intelligence startups while also charging those fledgling companies a similar amount to use their cloud platforms. The deals are making the big tech firms the largest backers and most direct beneficiaries of the startups, reflecting how some of the AI boom's biggest rewards keep going to the most powerful players. The value of the tech giant stakes could shoot up if the startups take off. If not, they will still have turned in large chunks of cash into revenue. They're called Smart Pallets, and they're helping to create smoother running, more efficient operations in warehouses. Pallets are now equipped with sensor-driven devices that monitor the condition and track the whereabouts of products on their journey from the warehouse to the end customer. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher this morning after stocks posted strong gains on Friday. The Dow Industrials rose another 222 points. And that's Your Money Now.
Our generation didn't wear bike helmets. We drank from the hose, rode in cars without seat belts, did things that are unthinkable today. But we're not invincible. These days we have doctor's appointments, multiple medications, and chronic conditions to manage. Fortunately, there's Teladoc Health. Teladoc Health brings together all of your healthcare into one program, including everything from primary care to chronic care management. Learn more at teladochealth.com. That's TeladocHealth.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more Wednesday at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released 2 hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Bust it.
Ah, 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 ah.
10 for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous.
Okay, fourth and four. Jarrett claps his hands, takes the snap, running back in protecting. Jarrett looks down the field. He's going big towards Giles. Giles running with him. Got it. John Giles. Touchdown, John Giles. He bobbled it, and then the last second got a foot in. You only need one in college football. Giles gets the foot down. Jarrett pulls it, looking to throw. Everything looked run. He's got Giles middle of the field. Touchdown, John Giles. Argos extend the lead. It's going to force a fourth and eight, and the Argos are going to force a punt from the talented Michael Schein. He'll be standing 3 yards deep in his own end zone. Virgil Lemons will go to his own 45. Schein, he gets blocked. They get to this one. The Argos, if they fall on in the end zone, they do. Touchdown, Argos. Special team, special forces gets it done. We've been waiting all year. They have been so close, and sometimes they're rushing the punter, and they just stop when maybe they could get there. But we've taken a penalty or two, roughing the kicker, running into the kicker. This time it's a block punt. It's a touchdown.
Jamontez Woods for 42, John Giles for 48, John Giles for 41, a block punt in the end zone for a recovery and a touchdown. And then here's a name you don't hear very often.
Bussey will run a stretch to the left. Gets away from the first defender, cuts it inside, 10 touchdown. Sorry, 20-10 touchdown. Jalen Bussey made a man miss, and you see why. This kid was a part of that North Dakota State machine up there, and he has that kind of ability.
I will take it. Big win over Mississippi College. Joining us now, we have Brian Henry. He is the UWF Director of Athletic Communications for your Argos UWF. Brian, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, Andrew. Happy to be back.
This is the game we needed.
It is. It is. I mean, I know they say that the coach hadn't always said, hey, we haven't played a complete game. I think this was as close to a complete game, maybe, as we could have had.
Yeah.
That's a bonus, a good recharge, get everybody's spirits up after the disappointment against Valdosta. And they went out and executed like they were supposed to on the road. And now I get to come home for senior day and have hopefully another big party on Saturday.
Now, I got to ask you, because I would be remiss if I did not ask, what on earth was going on going forward on 4th and 22? Did they know it was 4th down?
I know they know it's 4th down. That's the job. I mean, that's one of the coaches up in the press box. His, 99% job is the instant that the referee places the ball from the previous play, he is in the headset telling everyone the exact down and distance.
Okay.
So that all of the coaches that are coordinating, whether it's Coach Nobles or any of the other Ron Dickerson, any of the other offensive coaches, they are coming up with the plays. They've got their cheat sheet and the lamination card. What works on 4th and 22 when you need 23?
Called
it up.
That's three asterisks and a footnote deep in the 14-page manual right there. Dial up that 4th and 22, bro.
It was written on a napkin somewhere in a trash can.
I mean, come on. That's what in the – and they pull it off, right? They get 24, so that's, amazing. But what in the world?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, sometimes it's Coach Nobles is kind of a riverboat gambler at times out there.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just the youth saying, I don't care. I know we can do it. I know they can't stop us or what, but we'll take it.
And I mean, granted, they're up 28-7 at the point, so it's not like there's a big risk involved in it. So I don't know. It seemed like one of those odd sort of things. So yeah, penalties are still not great, but they're not terrible this week. The offense is obviously clicking even without who is it that's missing? All of a sudden, I can't think of his name.
It was C.J. Wilson.
C.J. Wilson
a little
is missing.
Banged up, and
yeah,
they knew that this game they could get him healthy and really. You could take this next week off and keep him healthy too, but I think you'll probably see him back in the lineup and doing what CJ does, just running people over.
Well, the hardest thing in football is when you got a supposed to be an easier game coming up to play the next game instead of to be focused on the game after that. But how are we looking for next week and how are we looking for setting up for the tournament?
Trewan comes to town. They're 0-9. I know this sounds cliche, but they have been playing some people tough. Usually they can hang around for about 2.5, 3 quarters, and then they just get worn down. They came in as a football-only member, an additional member to the GSC this year. Obviously, they don't have the talent to compete with GSC-level athletes at any of the other eight schools. So you just got to wear them down and put the foot on the gas early to keep them down. And then for regional rankings, I think we'll probably still be fourth when those come out today.
Okay.
Now, next week, even if we win, our strength of schedule playing an 0-9 team is going to take a hit. And unfortunately, that hit may knock us out of a hosting spot in the 2-3-4 window. But you just got to hope for some upsets and hope the committee can reward us for being successful.
Well, that's certainly what we're hoping for.
But, I mean, we have been road warriors.
Most definitely.
Yeah, you want
to
be home.
Aside from football and what's coming up this next weekend, also big start for women's basketball. Is that right?
It is the start of the basketball season this weekend. I mean, nationwide, you're going to see games appearing on TV and things in that light. Our women's program hosts the GSC Sunshine State crossover this weekend. So they will play Palm Beach Atlantic on Friday and Eckerd, who is a top 10 program, on Saturday. And so I know they're giving away honey butter chicken biscuit coupons on Friday to any fans that come in attendance. And then Saturday, any of the hopefully 4,000 strong from football will get in free with their football ticket.
Oh, all right.
We've got the renovated field house. We got expanded seating, and we got video boards. So the presentation and the game environment should be much more exciting for basketball this season.
Very good. Well, we're looking forward to wins across the board. You know, the Argos always give them a good run. UWF Argos Director of Athletic Communications, Brian Henry, always joins us after the games to recap. Brian, thanks so much for the time. As always, we'll talk to you next week. Go Argos.
Go Argos, Andrew.
You bet. 646 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about that next vehicle and you're trying to decide used or new, how old, what price point, what can I afford? Okay, here's what you do. The place to start is Frontier Motors. Here's why. You go to one place right there on Beverly Parkway, right behind the Big Buffalo, and they will have a selection of many different brands and styles of cars so you can side-by-side compare all the pickups if that's what you want, or all the SUVs if that's what you want, or all the sedans if that's what you want. And if you find something and it's kind of like almost what you want but not quite, they can go looking for you. They do that all the time for people. They can go looking for the thing. But the point is, you will avoid having to pay that new car price. You'll be able to not have to drive to six or seven different places to look around. You can shop and compare and drive several. In fact, I really recommend you drive like four or five, and even drive one maybe that's outside of your category. You know, like you're looking for an SUV, drive a pickup. You're looking for a sedan, drive a sports car just to see, just for fun if for no other reason. And what you'll probably decide is, yep, that's why I'm buying a sedan, and that's fine. Or maybe you'll be like, I don't know, sweetie, can we afford this? You know, can we do this? Does it fit our lifestyle? Who knows? You might find out. You might find something that you really love and change your mind, okay? Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. And I have tickets to give away for you. FSU, thank you very much. FSU versus Miami. Home game against the Miami Hurricanes should be a big game. Of course, FSU is currently ranked number 4 in the standings. So we will give tickets to the fourth caller, 437-1620, 437-1620. Call now, and you get tickets if you are caller number 4 to FSU taking on the Hurricanes this Saturday, the 11th.
Mac, the world's finest tribute to Fleetwood Mac, returns to the stage in 2023. A brand new show celebrating the very best of Fleetwood Mac. A unique opportunity for fans both old and new to rediscover the songs and performances that have ensured Fleetwood Mac's place as one of the most loved groups of all time. Personally endorsed by Fleetwood Mac founding member Mick Fleetwood. Live at Pensacola Sanger Theater on November 22nd. The ultimate tribute to Fleetwood Mac. Tickets are on sale now from Ticketmaster.com. Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
Ella le gusta la gasolina.
Kind of working in a gas station.
National average for gallon gas, 341. Florida average is 316. Keeps dropping slightly. Georgia, 290. California is 515. Boy, we get excited when California is less than $5 a gallon. Will we? 284 east and west at the Navarre Walmarts. 282 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge. 309 at the Exxon and proper. 291 at the Raceway in Milton. Same at the Pea Ridge Murphy. 293 at a couple of stations going through Pace. If you're in Pensacola on 9 Mile, a price that is a secret, apparently. Walmart has 284. There you go. 285 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. Coming in from the southwest side, 284 is your best price at the Tom Thumb Cumberland Farms at Garden. 651 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Iowa's governor is now expected to endorse Governor Ron DeSantis for president. Kim Reynolds expected to make that announcement tonight in Des Moines. Recent polling in Iowa showed DeSantis tied for second with Nikki Haley, both trailing Donald Trump by 27 points.
The one thing I have read, I don't follow Iowa politics at all. I know that, you know, DeSantis is running a really strong ground game in the early primary states, despite what all these national polls and everything else are saying. The one thing, though, is I've read that Kim Reynolds is not super popular in her own state.
Yes.
So you're more of the knowledgeable guy about Iowa. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's the really conservative people do like her somewhat.
Okay.
But definitely not the most popular governor that I can remember.
So maybe to primary voters is a big deal because that'd be those folks.
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Cool. Go ahead, sir. Sorry about that.
Former President Donald Trump, he's scheduled to take the stand today in the civil fraud trial in New York. Of course, his sons, Eric and Donald Trump Jr., testified last week, and Ivanka Trump expected to testify later this week. And boy, this is a tragedy of Jurassic proportions. 30,000 pounds of dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets have now been recalled. Over the weekend, the USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service announced that Tyson Foods had to issue a recall for the Fun Nuggets. It's specifically for the 29-ounce plastic bags. So if you've got any of those in the freezer, you'll have to...
Not eat, apparently. That's the way. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:53 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? I feel like it's my obligation sometimes to be like that annoying logic professor. And I don't mean because I'm going to draw you a Venn diagram. I just mean because I'm going to represent positions that I think are the right position, even if they're not the popular position, you know, if they're the one that's sort of on principle or whatever. And so, look, I know some people would prefer me just all the time to talk about how bad Biden is or something, or they want me to talk all the time about how great Trump is or how terrible he is or whatever. Or Kamala Harris, you know, she's awful all the time. Blame her for everything. There's a story out there that bothers me, and not for the reason you might think. Kamala Harris's stepdaughter, Ella Emhoff, is the son of Doug Emhoff, the first gentleman is the name that we're going with, the vice president's husband, and she's 24 years old. The dad is Jewish. She does not claim to be Jewish, apparently. I'm not quite sure. Typically, Judaism flows through the mother's side, so that may be the reason why. Maybe that she doesn't identify religiously. I'm not quite sure, but the story I read is she's not Jewish. The reason this is relevant is because she put a personal Instagram account share of a fundraiser for Gaza's children. Okay, now the Biden-Harris administration has had problems lately because in the middle of all the violence going on and the attacks against Israel, they come out with this anti-Islamophobia thing in America. You think, wow, okay, fine. You're a little tone deaf on the timing here. But here you have, she's getting, the criticism is, how dare she, when she's not talking about the violence done against Israel, this is the stepdaughter, when she's not doing fundraising for the victims in Israel, or she's not acknowledging the evil of Hamas or anything like that. Regardless of what she's doing being right, wrong, misguided, virtuous, does not matter to me, because the children of elected officials are not fair game. And certainly not the children of elected officials who are adults in their own right and stepchildren. I mean, this is not, I mean, she might have a good relationship with the vice president, but what the stepdaughter of the vice president does, who cares? It's not news. No matter what it is. I mean, just about, I'm trying to think of a situation where it would even be, just, you know, kids don't matter. Leave them alone. They're not relevant. You can't control them anyway. It's kind of like, you know, I think what the spouses do is out of bounds. You know, unless you can make the case that this spouse is somehow related to, tied to, inbounds, active with, you know what I mean? But there are people who, like, the elected leader is one kind of person and the spouse is a different, like, the elected leader is terrible and the spouse is great, elected leader is great and the spouse is terrible. It just doesn't matter. The only time spouses to me become relevant is when you might be talking about, you know, supporting them financially with government funds voted on by the spouse, you know, that kind of thing, which is why when that happens, they always recuse themselves, and rightly so. I mean, so just leave the family out of it. They're not relevant. 437-1620. Oh, earlier, I know not all of you listened for, you know, all 4 hours or anything, but earlier we were talking about Barron Trump being young, or being tall, and somebody texted me and said he's 6'7 now.
Wow. I mean, can we say wow. NBA?
Yeah, wow, that's a lot. Anyway, Jake's got, who was our winner, Jake? Who won the tickets? Just first name?
Sean is our winner for the tickets.
Congratulations.
Yes, so congratulations.
Sean.
Have fun at
the
game.
We have another pair giveaway later today for FSU taking on the Hurricanes.
Awesome.
How's traffic on the fives looking?
It's looking pretty good so far. Not seeing any major slowdowns or accidents yet. I-10, I-110 checking in clear. 98 in Gulf Breeze and Navarre is also flowing smoothly. This traffic report is brought to you by Fresh From Florida. At Fresh From Florida.com, you can see what's in season, recipes that feature local ingredients, and more. Also, join the Fresh Florida Club today at freshfromflorida.com. If you have any traffic info to report, you can text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, I love this. I got a couple of people texting me in gas prices of other stations. The North Davis Raceway is $2.85, I think is what that person said. Somebody else said that the Fairfield and Ruby, it's $2.79 there. Fairfield and Ruby. Where is Ruby? I don't know that one. I'm sorry. So 437-1624. Somebody says, if the dinosaur nuggets are making my kids gigantic, where do I get more? Apparently at, Barron Trump's house. So, oh, see? No, but, you know, because he's tall, right? 658 on News Radio 92.3. Time for future news. That's when we tell you what's going to happen. Before it happens, all right, do you think that the special session that starts today for the Tallahassee legislature is going to be super productive, moderately productive, or a big fizzle?
A big fizzle.
I'm going to say moderately productive, but I won't be surprised if it's a
moderate
sort of fizzle. Kind of a weird one. Chris Kerb with Flood Defenders Thursday at the county commission meeting in Escambia County. I might play this audio for you a little bit later. He talked about how in Santa Rosa he's squabbling with them, which he is, and Colton Wright had criticized him recently and, pretty sternly, and he says he's going to pack the room out tonight with Flood Defender folks for the night meeting for the county commissioner. What do you think? Will they?
There'll be a few there.
Flood Defender's pretty passionate, folks care about the one thing that matters to them, which is flooding,
right.
And that is a big problem in both of our counties, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's a more than just three or four, maybe in the order of 10 to 15, possibly 20, something like that. Supreme Court is going to take up the bump stock question. They are going to hear the case about whether the Trump-era ban on bump stocks, remember the post-Las Vegas, that's the turns the AR-15 into the simulated machine gun is what the ATF calls it at the time. In the end, will bump stocks be allowed or disallowed?
Disallowed, hopefully.
Disallowed, I think, too.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.